Welcome to episode 210 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
And I'm Adam, you lowlife miscreant heathens.
So how's your week been, man?
It's been all right, man. Got in on the Capcom sales before they finished up. Been playing a bunch of shit. But of course, you know, Animal Crossing addiction. It came back in full addiction.
Really? You've been playing that game for a while now. You're still hooked on it, though, eh?
Yeah, well, like, so it's cool because people can drop their designs and then all you put in is their either the design code or their user code. So I made mine look like a whole like city. Like it doesn't look like a little deserted island anymore. So I've been having like a lot of fun with that. Also, I picked up Monster Hunter Ultimate Generations.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then some other like Tokyo something. It's like a detective game. It's like a, almost like a point and click, but not. But yeah, so right now I'm getting used to that old school Monster Hunter like gameplay.
What do you think of the new monsters, though?
I haven't gotten
new for you.
So this one is nothing like World. Like it starts off really slow. Like so I haven't gotten to any action yet. It's just like go gather these berries. Go gather these flowers. Go beat up these like tiny little like animals.
Like so you haven't done like a bear or a toad or anything like that?
No, so from what I understand, it just has you doing a lot of like menial quests before you get to the actual game. Because it just wants you to learn the game, which that's fine because I'm still learning like the style of the like the weapons and stuff like that.
Yeah, which did you go with the Charge X?
Yeah, blade? Yeah. I wanted to go Greatsword, but then I was like, I kind of want to see what the Charge Blade since I'm a Charge Blade user in World.
So how is it? How's the change?
It's different.
Yeah,
it's definitely
it definitely is.
Yeah. There's no story there, which I already knew that, but I guess some people have a problem with that. There's a lot of like different variations. Like you can't drink a potion and run. It's like, no, you're drinking it and you're stuck there and then you have to do the flex animation.
Yeah, but on the flip side, you can zone out, drink your potion and then jump back in. So you're not having that constant pressure on you too.
Yeah, or the monster can disappear from you, so you have to throw paint on it.
Yeah, actually, Gale really misses that feature.
Really?
Yeah. She thought that was a lot more fun having to have that little extra thing you have to watch, I guess.
What have you been playing? Any new pickups?
I've been playing some pretty good stuff, man. So, with the purchase of Gale's computer parts, some of it came with like a 3-month pass, a game pass for PC. And so we threw it on, booted up, started playing some games, stuff like that. So I've been playing some good games, man. Let me tell you. I started out, I was like, you know, let me check out the Halo Master Chief Collection. Let me play some of those Halo games never played and stuff like that. It is so gimped on the Game Pass for PC right now. All I can play is the original Halo, Halo Reach, and I think like one of the other like spin-off ones, and that's it. That's unlocked, available for the PC build right now. So I just dropped out of that.
I jumped in. Wait, can you play, you can play 1, 2, and 3, or and then Reach, or it's just 1 and Reach?
I think it's just 1 and Reach. I didn't want to play 1, 2, or 3 again. I was kind of hoping to play, like, ODST and Reach and, like, 4, some of the games I haven't, never had a chance to play. But out of those ones, the only one I can play is Reach. And I was pretty sure that, like, 2 or 3 wasn't there, something like that. But it's definitely not the full loadout that it is on, like, Xbox consoles, not yet, anyway. Hmm. But I did like the option, you can actually... Like, once you have it downloaded, you can say, hey, I'm not going to play multiplayer, so just delete the multiplayer aspect and just leave the single player on there so you can save some space on your hard drive by doing that, which is a nice option to have. I wish more games would actually implement that going forward. It's like, hey, you know, like, you got the new Call of Duty. Yeah, I'm not going to do the multiplayer. Can I just not download that?
Oh, dude, yeah. For the new Call of Duty Warzone update, I had to delete Control. I had to delete Dreams. Oh, which Dreams is actually on sale right now. If you want to pick that up for like $20-something, you should do that. And then I had to delete something else. Oh, Fortnite, like for this new update, it's that big. But anyway, go on back to whatever you're playing. else?
Yeah. So I tried that. So I did try out Streets of Rage 4. It dropped in Game Pass like
what?
Yeah, I played two levels. I played as Axel and I played as Blaze. Oh, dude, that game is so good.
Okay, wait. We got to talk about that for a minute. All right. So I know on the last episode I said I was gonna get it on Switch. I don't think any of my homies that play on Switch are gonna get it. And then I found out before you text me, you're like, hey, you could play it online, like co-op. So then I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to go with the PS4 version.
Right? Oh my God, it's going to be, dude, it's so nice. It's so smooth and stuff like that.
That's what everyone said.
Yeah, I've been loving it. I stopped after like two levels because I was like, no, I don't want to ruin this when I get on the PlayStation. But I could have easily sunk hours into that game.
Yeah, we got to play it day one co-op.
Oh, that's going to be so good. So after I stopped that, I was like, you know what? There's some other games on here. There's like a decently new game. I just want to see if I can run this thing like on ultra settings on this new PC and stuff like that. So I downloaded The Outer Worlds.
Oh, yeah. That seems like a game that you would like because you're a fan of, what is it? Fallout.
Fallout games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too far into it. I'm still like on the starting map. I don't know how much it gets bigger, like how much it changes and stuff like that, but yeah, I am digging it so far. It feels slower paced than the Fallout game. Like I said, I feel like I played it for a couple hours, like maybe 4 or 5 hours. I'm still in the starting area and I've been doing the side quests and stuff like that. I haven't been running through it, but it's got some interesting things. Like you can pick up quest items and you can deliver them to a NPC and get a reward for that. But then you find the quest afterwards, so you've already completed the quest before you even got the quest. And so, like, you're like, hey, I need this item. You're like, oh, kind of gave it to somebody else already, my bad. And, like, that's an actual thing that happened to me.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. That's almost like, that kind of reminds me of, like, something out of, like, Code Veronica, where it's like, oh, you made it that far in the game? Well, there's really, like, no more ammo or herbs left, like... Yeah, you're going to have to, like, make it, and if you don't, you're going to have to, like, start over.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, and the person I gave it to, it was one of the ways to end the quest line. I just did it without doing the quest first. So I found the person that gave me the quest, and I ended up getting, like, all the quest XP because I already did it. So it was kind of interesting. It uses companions a lot faster than some of the Fallout games. So you get, like, your first companion almost instantly, and they have, like, super moves they can do. They have their own HP. An interesting thing is, as far as I can tell so far, is like when they fall in battle, they're down until the end of the fight. You can't like revive them mid-fight.
Okay. What else?
What else have I been playing? I played Dead Cells today, actually. I beat the base, the first run of the game on my first playthrough, like no deaths. And that game is really fun. It's really fast. It's really good, like Castlevania, roguelike grind.
Yeah, I heard it's like a... Oh, what's it called? Those, oh God, I can't think of it. What is it? The Bloodstain or, oh man, it's like total. What are those games where it's like you just learn the boss? Like it's like a boss game and you just.
Oh yeah. The Souls game?
Souls game. Yeah. I heard it's like a Souls Castle, Metroidvania style game.
Yeah, kind of. Again, I think I had like a really good loadout. I think I got lucky with a really good loadout because I just kind of went through the game, beat it on my first playthrough, no deaths or anything like that.
Damn. Yeah that game seemed like it pissed me off. That's why I just didn't buy it. I almost bought it like 5 times, and then I was like, nah, this game's going to piss me off.
Yeah. No, I've been looking at it a couple of times. I had some friends that were like, oh, yeah, the game's great. You really got to pick it up and stuff like that. I just never got around to it.
Yeah, but
I saw it on the Game Pass, and I was like, all right, yeah, I'll pop it in, try it out. See if I like it, and I just ended up like going through the first run. It's from what I can tell, it's the type of game where you beat it once, and you play through it again, and things have changed, and there's like different like cutscenes, and like the story kind of progresses the more times you beat it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that you have to go through the game multiple times.
Yeah, but it's definitely fun. Like if you see it on the sale, I'd say yeah, pick it up. It's not that challenging. I think they've dumbed it down since its initial release. I think.
Okay, because you were really good at Hollow Knight, so that's almost like along the same lines.
I don't know if I was really good. I can't do like half of the main challenges and stuff like that, but I got through a ending at least.
Yeah, one of my friends, he just got back into gaming, and he got a Switch, and he got Hollow Knight, and I was like, I was like, fuck, man. I was like, good luck with that one. I was like, it's a solid game. Like, you have to really spend your time with it and, like, learn it and then learn the moves in order to, like, advance.
Yeah, you do have to get used to the time, and you really have to get used to the bosses on that one.
Yeah, because I spent, like, days on one boss, and I was like, what the fuck? anything else you've been playing on there?
No, I think that's about it. But I do want to say, like, Game Pass for PC, it's like $5 a month right now because it's in beta still. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah,
they got a decent selection of games.
Yeah, like I mean, Xbox. Like, I'm not an Xbox user, but they're definitely doing it right with their Game Pass. And then we're stuck over here on PlayStation with Farm Simulator 19. And what's the other turd that they're giving us as PlayStation Plus members?
PlayStation Plus is getting Cities Skylines and Farm Simulator.
Who is this for? Yet. Like,
it's for the sim buffs, dude. Like, Gale's a sim
but
buff.
But this is for, like, PC gamers are, like, the ones that, you know, this is, like, their demographic. And then they're like, maybe they'll like it on console. It's like, no. No.
They're really popular franchises, man.
I know they are, but they're not on the, I don't think, not on a console. On PC, yes.
I think the big mistake out of this PlayStation month is not that they put those games on there, is that they put both of them on the same month.
Yeah, no variety. Like,
it's like, if you're into simulation games, this is your month. If you're not, then you're screwed, and it's like probably 80% of the player base is not into these type of games.
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't know one person that's going to even... I'm not even going to save it to my library. There's no way... I'll never play it. Like, I don't want it. Even if it doesn't take up any room, I don't want it. You'd have to pay me to take it.
I mean, just throw it on there. You never know, dude. You might be, like, in like month 7 of quarantine. You're like, man, I forgot what a farm looks like. Let me throw on Farming Simulator real quick so I can remind myself.
I mean... I thought, like, I was like, dude, if I ever got addicted to that, I would be kind of mad, because then that's just time I could have put into Monster Hunter, or I could have put into Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
You know, another game franchise that I've given up on, though, completely, and I don't give a shit about, is Assassin's Creed. And I don't see, I have a friend, he's like, dude, the Valhalla one looks sick. I'm just like, dude, like, what's it going to be? You're a new guy, your name isn't Ezio, but you're still doing fetch quests, and every other quest is the same quest as the last.
I mean, did you try out the Odyssey one?
No, it's just, Ezio, no! Someone stole my wallet. Go talk to him.
The Odyssey one was the one set in Greece, and I think that's the first time it's done, like, a really huge departure in its gameplay and, like, its storytelling. I haven't had a chance to play it, so I can't say 100%, but it seems like they're kind of just making it more just open world adventure games now, rather than dancing footwork attack games.
Jump into this pile of hay, hide from the guards. Okay, now go pickpocket this guy. Okay, now go back to the Knights Templar. All right, now you have to guide this guy and walk at, like, the slower than a turtle halfway across town to complete a quest. It's like, dude, no, those games suck. All right,
I would say check out some Let's Plays of the Assassin's Creed, the one set in Greece. I think it's Odyssey. I think it's Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And see if the changes they made in that one might tickle your fancy.
Dan, so the games coming out for Switch this month are Bioshock, which you get all the Bioshocks, XCOM, I think Borderlands, and Xenoblade Definitive Edition. Are you going to play Xenoblade at all or no?
Honestly, yeah. Xenoblade is the one I'm most interested in, mostly because the other games, I have them on PC or PS4 at this point. I don't know if I'm going to... I mean, I have so many Switch games I haven't even touched because I've been playing either on computer or on my PS4. I got Fire Emblem on that thing. I got the Secret of Mana collection. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be fun when we finally get that. I got it. I played like some like $3 like indie game that was great. It's the Faerun collection. I also picked up another game off of their by the same developer. They were fun, great little games, like perfect for just kind of like quick sessions on the go and stuff like that. And then like I haven't really touched the Switch since, dude. I got Rune Factory 4, dude. I love the Rune Factory franchise. I just haven't like had the inkling to just sit down on the Switch. I think it's the Switch itself that makes me not want to play these games. I don't know.
Is it because you got the handheld one, the Lite?
It might be. I'm not sure. I don't think that that would be the reason. I think it's just the form factor of it. I think I need to get some like grips on that thing or something.
Yeah, they sell it because I can't hold it myself that long like that. I need grips.
Yeah, do you have the grips?
No, but it's you can buy one, so it'll attach on. It's like a piece of plastic. And then you know how the PlayStation controller, how it comes out? That's how it is on each side. So it makes it fatter. So it's like an actual controller.
Yeah, I might have to get something like that. And I think the other thing is just like, you know, I've been getting games that I've been really wanting to play on the PS4, like Final Fantasy and stuff like that. So I just haven't even been like, yeah, I'll get to it eventually. But like, I need Final Fantasy now, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, I was playing Fire Emblem for a while, and then it was just like, it's not like the original Fire Emblems. It's like Fire Emblem mixed with Persona almost, because you have to do like social links and stuff like that. And then it takes like 30 days for the next battle. So, you know, you have to go around, do a bunch of stuff, improve relationships, gain relationships, try to get people to like you so that way they'll maybe join your army. But I guess halfway in to the game, which is a lot of hours later, then it's a lot of battles. But until then, a lot of the game isn't even battles. It's like a lot of prepping and like getting your whole team like on board to like you, making sure you're not stressing them out. But at the same time, you're teaching them and then you're also being their friend. Like, I don't know. Like, I deleted it. I was like, dude, I'm going to start back fresh, like, when I actually have the time. Lately, I'm just playing. I got Korg. I got, like, this, like, Korg release. It's not a game, but it's, like, you can make beats on the Switch. I've been making beats on it. And then you can also export them as well.
Nice. You're going to make that new Encore Gamers intro?
I've been working on, like, a bunch of beats, but it's more, like, melodic, ambient type stuff, hip hop.
All right. But oh man.
So I don't know if you want to talk about this. We don't have to. I won't say anything. I won't ruin it. I won't spoil it. Not unless you want to at the end of the episode, but we got to talk about it.
No, I don't want to because right. I don't want to hear it.
All right, well,
I know what you're talking about.
All right, let me just say what the headlines are saying. The Last of Us 2 leaked. Ruined. Okay, so The Last of Us 2. So it's supposed to be they're supposed to have a HBO show based on the second game, not the first game, which I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense because then they would have like way more material. The characters would be developed and then it would be on there. But whatever. People are saying that it's too woke.
It's too okay. All right, that's getting a little too much for my spoilers.
No. That doesn't say anything. I'm just saying this is like what you read on like headlines.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to spoil anything. But me personally, I am not going to pick up the game day one. I'll wait. I'll see what, you know, people that actually play the game, not just, you know, IGN reviewers say. Take that into account. But also, I mean, because I know a lot of the plot, almost all of the plot, characters, I know everything that's going to happen.
Yeah, I heard that the ending got spoiled in the leak.
Yeah, and so I don't know, but I'm definitely not going to pick it up, and I wouldn't recommend anybody getting the special edition.
I mean, were you expecting to pick it up before the leak? Did you play the first one? Did you like the first
one? Dude, I played the first one. I bought it. I had played it before, and then it came with my PlayStation. I played it again, and then I removed it, and then it came on PlayStation Plus. I played it again, and then I also played the DLC content. So yeah, dude, like that game is a masterpiece.
Like, you know, and you think that from what you've seen, the second one kind of tarnishes it?
A lot of people are saying that the developers have just like shit all over this game. And from what I understand too, like I guess a lot of the team left and they were and also like when they were having employees like giving their evaluation like of the game, like, hey, like, so what do you think of this game? And I guess they were being like reprimanded. if their ideas weren't in line with, I don't want to say anything. If they weren't in line, like, of the way the story's direction was going, and they were giving, like, you know, feedback, like, well, I don't think that should happen. I think this should happen. Well, why? And then it's like, well, you're ignorant then. And then they were being told that they were ignorant and, yeah, being reprimanded.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're saying.
All I'm going to say is this.
I know some things have from, like, the release trailers and stuff like that. I know, obviously, from the previous DLC that Ellie's lesbian.
Which, that's fine.
And she has a girlfriend in the second one. I know that could upset some people, but... I know that the main enemies are supposed to be some type of, like, weird Christian cult type thing or something like that that some people are getting upset by.
Well, I'm not gonna say anything, but look, I don't have a problem playing as, like, a female protagonist. Like, some of my favorite games, like Bayonetta, Nier, that was like, dude, that's like one of my all-time favorite games. There's lots more, but still, like, I have no problem playing as, like, a female protagonist. And then that she's gay, so what? I don't care. As long as the story's good and the gameplay's good, fine. But
okay, so it's not necessarily so much on those aspects that's upsetting you with the leak.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you see it, or, you know, you play the game, you're gonna know why. And then I could go into depth a little bit more, but I can't really go that much further.
Yeah, we'll save that for when the game comes out. It's coming out, like, a month and a half or so at this point, so.
Yeah, people are trying to be like, oh, it's because she's gay. It's like, no, everybody knew she was gay, like, from the trailer that released, like, what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a surprise. That, I don't even think anybody even cared. They're like, yeah, okay, so.
Yeah, anybody that played the DLC from the first game already knew that, too.
Yeah, like, it wasn't a surprise, and then if people did find out, it was straight up, like, nobody, like, thought twice. It'd be like if a guy was getting married to a girl. It's like, okay, yeah, character is getting married. Okay.
So why did you decide to watch it?
I was curious, and I was like, dude, I was like,
I mean, I was excited because for the sequel.
Because everybody who's played this game holds it to such a high standard. And I was, and also, all right, so this has something to do with it too. Because, dude, I have bought special editions, and then the game is just trash. Left Alive, trash.
That special edition was pretty tight.
It is pretty tight, dude. I still look, honestly, that figurine is pretty tight. I have it at my office. I look at it every day. I got M. Bison riding on his shoulder. It's tight. It's a little M. Bison. And, but no, like, I've just been done dirty so much, and I'm like, dude, sometimes I get. Like, the hype just catches up to me, and I'm like, dude, this game is going to be legit. It's going to be sick. Like, there's no way it could fail. There's no way. And then I've just been let down too many times. And I'm like, not this time. And then I saw a lot of people are like, not all heroes wear capes. A lot of YouTubers use that phrase. And they're like, whoever leaked it did everybody a favor. Yeah. And so that's what a lot of people were saying. And I was like, dude, what? Like, what happened? Like, all right, I got to know. And, yeah, I guess, I don't know if it's Naughty Dog or if it's Sony, but they are flagging videos even if they don't contain an image or video of the leak. But just talking about the leak could get you a strike on your YouTube channel. So some, like, even Spawnwave on his channel, he was using his third channel, he's like, in case it gets a strike, because people are getting strikes just for talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that game is what,
I can understand that on Sony's side, because this is like their big blockbuster of the year.
Dude, how many years has it been in development? And then how much money have they put into it? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I know that there is a character in there. This doesn't ruin anything at all, because I don't even know who she is to the plot. But there's a character, she's an Indian woman, and they, like, reduced, like, her breast size by, like, a big amount. They're like there's, like, an image of her and then her in the game. They're like, but why? Like, why is that such a big deal? Like, you guys switched, like, her natural size to, like, lower. And it wasn't, like, anything crazy. It's not, like, some crazy, like, over-the-top thing. It was just, like, okay. It's like, why did you guys have the need to change that?
Right. Now, I mean, some of this, like, obviously, there's not the full game's context to back it up. Do you think some of it might actually go smoother after somebody's played the actual game, or you think there's enough of it there that you got all the context?
No, because I don't think I got all the context, because I didn't actually see any of the visuals. I just heard, because a lot of people were reading the content, didn't even want to put the images up, and I guess Sony is taking down, like, they're going down, like, they're just searching. They're having people search for it and then flagging it. I didn't want to look at it, but from what, like, the people read, and they were, like, watching it and then writing it down and reporting it, that's what I saw. So I didn't actually see the images, and I didn't actually see the video, but I've watched enough videos to know that pretty much, like, what is going to happen, the entire plot of the game, and then where it goes. But I don't know where it will go from the end. So I don't know. I just know big moments in the game, and then just plot points. I don't know any, like, in between.
That's a crazy leak. They did find out who did it, and they did officially say that it's not somebody involved with Sony or Naughty Dog. So chances are it's probably somebody, like, I think possible options are A, some hacker, which
that's
I think
what they were saying.
It was a hacker. Did they say it was a hacker?
Yes, they were saying. So at first they were saying that it was a disgruntled employee/employees, and then now they're saying it's a possible hacker. So I think they're, like, sweating the employees that they thought, like, well, you had an issue and you were saying this, so that's why, like, you're the most probable one to do that. Now it's hackers. So I don't know. There's no real clear answer.
Yeah, I mean, Sony did officially say it's not anybody related to Sony or Naughty Dog that they figured that out. Some people were speculating it could have been, like, somebody that was a game tester, or, like, you know, like, because, you know, you got to send out to, like, review boards or somebody, like, other companies that help out with the game but aren't necessarily part of those teams.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I don't know. So you're going to still get it day one? Are you getting special edition or just the regular $60?
I'm getting Steelcase. Dude. Steelcase. Dude, did you see the Streets of Rage Steelcase coming in that limited run release?
No, but I do know that I think 12 o'clock either tonight or 12 o'clock earlier today, Sunday, was the last day to get
Indigo Prophecy?
Yeah. I saw the email.
So you already got it, though, so you're cherry on that.
Yeah, I'm not really sweating that. But I think I'm just going to get Streets of Rage digital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can get that right now.
Is it still available? I thought, what day does it go out? The last week is this upcoming week, right?
The Streets of Rage. You can still get the physical copy. If you want digital, you can get that right now. You can jump in there and stuff like that. But I'm waiting for that physical copy. Dude, that steelbook case is nice. It's like, it's all black with, like, the images of the characters in color and a white outline silhouette on the back of it.
Man, I mean, I'm really in it for the music and the pixel characters, the OG characters.
Right. Oh man, I can't wait to start playing that with you. It'll be so much fun. You ever gonna pick up River City Girls?
Can we play it co-op online?
I think so. I haven't double checked that one because I haven't known anybody that was even interested in that. I could double check that real quick though.
Okay, wait. I may have to get the PlayStation 4 one that comes in the Genesis cartridge box.
Yeah, that's the one I'm getting.
Dude, oh man, that's so sick.
If you click on it, you can see the steelbook case.
No, I looked at it right now.
That's nice, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just have, like, memories of that, dude. Like, I was, like, a child, like, playing that, NBA Jams, like, in the arcade. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I was listening to Streets of Rage 2 music. That was bringing back memories.
Yeah. You can actually pick up the soundtrack for the game on vinyl.
So this is coming out. I've seen that before. What's his name? Happy Console Gamer, he, like, shows it off all the time. All right, so this podcast is going to come out, what, Tuesday? Wednesday?
Yeah, probably Tuesday.
All right, so if you're listening right now, you can still pick up the game at limitedrungames.com, and May 10th is the last day you could buy it. So that's Sunday, the May 10th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. That's Eastern. So go get that. I don't know how many players can play. We could maybe play with people too.
I think it might be 2 online, 4 local. I think that's what I saw. But I did look it up right now. River City Girls is local co-op only, which is a real shame.
Yeah, dude, that game looks real good. That sucks.
Yeah, once this quarantine's over, one of us is going to have to go to the other's house and play so we can sit down and play it.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Is there anything else coming out?
Not that's on my radar per se at this moment. But maybe that'll change when we get more information from Jeff Keighley and IGN and GameSpot when they start doing all these, Jeff Keighley's doing his summer game fest. You know, basically E3's gone, but people still want to talk about games, so these companies are putting out their own little online, like, E3s, basically. Wow. Are you keeping up on that?
No, but I was still on Limited Run, and wow, this is a real shame. Apparently there was a Switch Limited Run for it, and you get like a bunch of stuff in this box. You get a premium box packaging, reversible case, original CD, chicken stress ball, 7-inch statue.
Yeah.
What?
Here's the thing about that box. It was for PS4 and Switch. It sold out almost immediately, but it sold out before there was even an image of what was inside of it. So you got the list of what was in it, and that's all you had to basically decide if you're going to pre-order based off of that. And it was $150.
Dude, it's sold out. But the chicken stress ball? Hold on. We got to go back to Streets of Rage 4. So they're doing a lot of shit with this game. So you know how like you pick up like turkeys and stuff and apples or cakes? Well, they've added new foods, so now your health items can look however you want them to look.
Oh, they did that with Dead Cells, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah, they did that with this game. So they added like a lot of little things in. Also, there's like a lot of Easter eggs like in the background and stuff like that. So people that have like that grew up like in the 90s like playing these games, it's like, where are my pixels? Like in the background, like spray painted. Or just like others. Like there's just all kinds of like Easter eggs like in the game.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I haven't played a beat 'em up in a while. Not since a Yakuza game.
Right. So, Summer Games Fest. This is, I think, the big one because it's Jeff Keighley's name behind it and people will love Jeff Keighley. So, it's going to run from May to August.
Okay.
That's just like, so instead of E3 being like a week-long or 2-week-long thing, they've... they're stretching it out to like this 3-month, 4-month, like online video.
The only reason
I don't understand it.
The only reason I could think of, all right, so I was like, how does this make sense? Okay. So I guess a lot of developers are working from home right now. So the team is only, you know, they're probably only coming in, like, say you were a developer, I was a developer, Twinkie was a developer, right? And we're all in like a cubicle and we're all next to each other. It's like, well, I can come in Monday and then both these fools won't be there. And then you would come in Tuesday and I couldn't be there and Twinkie couldn't be in there. So like they're rotating, but then at the same time working from home. But I guess a lot of coders are having problems just working from home because, you know, they're not working with everybody. They're having to make calls. So it takes a lot more time now. So I think they're like, well, this trailer won't be ready. This won't be ready. Not until then. So they're stretching it. Also, the new, what is it that Nintendo does? Their directs? It's canceled. No June Direct, right?
Yeah, no June Direct.
Yeah. So that's great. Well, SMT is pushed out longer again.
But so like at first I was really confused by this whole like why does it care, like, you know, like if I'm Square Enix, why don't I just put the new videos of my new trailers on my own YouTube channel? So like then I was like thinking like, okay, but I guess this is a way, like this is a centralized place that, you know, people are going to be looking for information. So I guess it kind of makes sense to put your trailers out on this like space because you know that people are going to be looking for it there.
They're like super strategic about it, but then all of a sudden just drop an image of a controller. It's like, what the fuck? Like, Like,
but that was done strategically, though.
But like, even like, sometimes people will wake up in the morning and they'd be like, "What the fuck? There's a direct."
Yeah, that's like a little mini directs. Yeah,
yeah, like it's so weird. Like, there's straight up no telling. Like, and I think that's just to throw people off. I don't know. Maybe we'll finally see some cool shit. But I mean, the PS4 is supposed to be unveiled in what, 2 months? Or PS5? PS5.
Is that official? Or is that just speculation?
A lot of YouTubers are speculating that.
Yeah,
because Sony wants to have it ready for release by what, winter? Before December.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're gearing up for it. No matter what, they said they're still going to release the console, but they're still going to release it at that higher price because it's going to be so limited.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if it's really worth it, though. Like,
that's what a lot of people are thinking.
Because
we're thinking, like, what's going to Sony just push it back?
What's going to be released with it? What 10 games are going to be out that are worth playing, like, off the bat?
Okay, well, they're actually, I was watching a video, somebody was showing some stuff that they think might be announced or exciting that might be coming out of Sony's pipeline. One of them being Horizon Zero Dawn 2, which I'm not surprised by that. It wouldn't be the first time that Guerrilla Games has launched a game at launch with a new Sony console. They've done it with their Killzone franchise.
They always do Killzone. They did it with the PSP. They did it with the Vita.
Did it with the PS4.
Yeah, that's trash. Any, what else you got?
No, it's not Killzone. It might be the new Horizon game. People are thinking that the new Horizon game might be ready for launch.
If they release the new Horizon and they release Hellblade 2, oh.
Yeah, I don't think did they do Hellblade? I don't think they did.
I don't know, but I do know that Hellblade 2 is supposed to come out this year.
For Xbox.
Oh, for Xbox?
They bought the studio.
Oh, well, that sucks. Wait, I thought they said no exclusives.
No console exclusive. Like, so your Xbox Series X games will be able to play on your Xbox One and your Xbox One X.
Oh, I thought they... Oh, well, that sucks. I'm not going to buy an Xbox for that, though.
Yeah, sorry to burst your bubble, man. I mean, if it runs on the Xbox One, you can pick one up for like $100. It might be worth it. Or this Game Pass PC thing might be worth it at that point.
Yeah.
It's kind of been my whole argument with this generation for Xbox is like, why am I going to buy an Xbox? I'll just play it on PC.
Well, yeah, you can do a lot more with the computer.
Easier. Yeah. That made it even easier for me by giving me a like $5 to $10. I think it's going to be $10 when it officially launches, but like a $10 subscription service that lets me play like all these great games.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I'd rather just get a PC or build a PC than get an Xbox.
Oh, dude, actually, that reminds me of a YouTube video I saw that was hilarious. So, one of the guys from Digital Foundry, on his own channel, he built the closest thing he could think of building that was as close to the Xbox One X that he could think of. Because he's the guy that got to take it apart. Microsoft let him go in there, take it apart, look at all the components, stuff like that. So he was going through like, all right, I'm going to build something that's pretty close to what the Xbox One X is. It's obviously, you know, it's not optimized like the way Xbox is, so it's going to be a little bit less powerful, but it's probably as close as we can get ballpark-wise to what the Xbox is going to be on the PC build. And I'm watching him build this PC, and then like two-thirds in the video, I'm like, wait a second. He literally built the same PC that I built.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm basically running an Xbox One X right now, I guess. Or as close as you can get without going.
How
like,
much did that cost it. You to build?
$1,500.
I'd rather have. I mean, dude, you can do a lot more on there than you can to like an Xbox. If you get the Xbox, then you're just it's an Xbox. You know, you could always do a lot more things. Like, can you install? I don't know, Audacity on there. Could you install Fruity Loops on there? Could you install, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot, way more things you can do.
Yeah, and again, it's also part of it, you know, like, Xbox is clearly, they're buying things in bulk so they can subsidize the cost of the components and stuff like that. So, obviously, when I'm building one computer, I'm not getting those discounts that they're able to put into the price of the machine.
Yeah, true. But still, that's dope to know that. Is there any upcoming games that you know of that you're even looking forward to?
I mean, honestly, the next one that was on my radar was Last of Us 2.
Yeah, man. I just don't know. Like, it's not even, it's just, it's somebody that's involved that wasn't involved in the game that came in and they just started giving their two cents. And then when somebody like was like, well, that's not how it, that's not how the plot's working here. And it's like, what? Wow, you're so ignorant. So, and it's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden it just became, I'm going to hate you and I'm going to say you feel a certain way towards women because you don't agree with what I'm like, my two cents. And it's like, that's not what I'm saying at all. I don't think the story should go that direction. And then this lady was just like, you're not woke enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I think you can kind of see that in the games that they've been putting out lately.
And a lot of people have said that, like a lot of the staff is like, look, I don't give a shit. Like, we're Christian. I'm Christian. I don't give a shit about like the Christianity. Like, that doesn't bother me. Like, what? Like, I care about the game. Like, I care about the plot. I care about everything. And then this lady's just going to come over here and be like, you guys don't want to do what I'm telling you because you guys are ignorant here. And that's how she got her way. And that's what caused a lot of people to just say that, like, they were walking on eggshells. The guy who voiced Joel was like, you know, I've seen the gameplay. It's a good game. You just have to have an open mind. I mean, I think he only said that because he's looking out for his future voice acting career.
Right.
Because he's in a lot of games.
He is. Yeah. Very famous.
Yeah. So I think he said that just to just be as PC as possible so he could just, you know, continue to get work.
Yeah, it's interesting if you think about it. Like, Uncharted, the last Uncharted game was Nathan Drake's, like, last game, supposedly. They were retiring that character. They gave him a daughter, which people say, like, if they want to go back into it, it might be a game where she's the main character. Obviously, you got The Last of Us, where Ellie's become the main character over Joel. Also, even the Uncharted DLC, Uncharted 4 DLC, you didn't play as Nathan Drake anymore. You played as Chloe, another female lead character. So it's interesting to see that they are kind of like, in a way, they're kind of doing what Marvel did a while back, where they're like, all right, we're tired of all these old white guys being like superheroes. Here's some African-American kid. Here's like five girls. They're going to be the new superheroes going forward. That's the new Captain America. That's the new Spider-Man. They're diversified. Deal with it.
But like, as long as it's good, look at Shantae.
Shantae's great.
Yeah, exactly. Look how much they go for hard copy.
They're very limited runs.
Dude, it has nothing to do about her being a girl, like, anything sexual. It's like, no, it's just a straight-up good game, and it visually looks good. Like, the graphics on that are, like, hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, it's more about making sure you have a good game than it is about making sure you have a message. I mean, coming back to Dead Cells, when they were making that game, they didn't have a story. Their entire concept was just to make a game that was quick and fast and brutal. And they're like, we're not even going to think about a story. We're not good writers. We're not going to worry about a story. And then, like, a story kind of started coming out of it as they were developing it. So they kind of put a little bit of a story in there. But the entire game was developed without a story in mind, just to focus on the gameplay and make sure that they made a good game.
Yeah, dude, look at Metroid. That's probably about the earliest, wokest game. Because then you find out, like, wait, it's a girl? And then people are like, oh, well, that's pretty badass.
Right. Until Metroid Other M came out.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that new Metroid game, that one's being pushed back. I think Platinum Games, they have the Wonderful 101? That's coming out soon, right?
I think so. They went for a Kickstarter. I assume that they met their goal.
Yeah, they definitely did. I never played that game, but I've played a lot of Platinum games. And I'm like, the game doesn't appeal to me, but I want to play it because every game, almost, I think all of their games I played are really good and I still like till this day. There was one that was kind of weird. I can't remember what it's called. And it was like some weird, like, psychological thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on The Last of Us. I gotta stop.
Probably fair. I mean, again, everybody's throwing a bunch of things, saying a bunch of things, but like at the end of the day, when you get the game, you actually have it in your hands, you play through it, you might come out with a different opinion at the end of that. Yeah, once everything's, you get to see the whole picture.
Well, look, here, it's like this. Say, let's say you're in the kitchen, right? And you have all of your regular chefs in there. They've been with you since day one. And then you get some general manager in the kitchen saying, I think we should put more salt in your soup. And you're like, well, nah, like, I don't think we should do that. And then everybody in the kitchen opposes it. And then this girl just twists off the lid and pours the whole can of salt in there. And she's
I was hearing somebody talk about the release stuff like that, and they're saying like how it doesn't bother them, and you know they're much more prolific in the whole reviewing and podcasting video game stuff than we are. So they get a lot of spoilers from their fans and stuff like that. So they're used to getting spoilers. I'm like, oh, I guess it's gonna bug you now that you've seen this much of the game. Said no, it's not gonna bug me, and they referenced the first Last of Us and like, yeah, hearing about Ishmael's letters from Last of Us 1 was interesting, but actually like getting to them in the game, it became a lot more impactful once they got to them in the game and stuff like that than they did when somebody was just telling them what the letters were about.
Look, I still want to play it. I want to see if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I just, like I said, I didn't see any videos. I didn't see any like pictures. Well, I did see two pictures, but I don't want to talk about them because then that could be... It's not even giving away anything, actually. Actually, I could talk about one. There's a character in the game. I'm not going to say her role in the game. I'm just going to say this. She's a transgender woman that becomes a main character in the game. That doesn't give away anything because she's on the cover.
Really?
Yeah.
Like... I'm fine with there being like, you know, yeah, transgender character and stuff like whatever, but like in a game like that, it almost like I don't see how it makes sense to have a character with that choice in there. You know, like it's whatever, but like why make it a point?
Yeah, like I don't know. Like that's what I'm saying. So see, I have to see the game. I need to play the game to see why. But just I can't get that deep into it because I don't want to spoil the plot for anybody. But I don't see why she's so important to the game.
Yeah, we'll find out. I do find it interesting that when you've mentioned like all these other characters are in the game, you've only mentioned female characters. I haven't heard you talk about a male character like once outside of Joel.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
All right.
And all right. It's not because. Like I said, it's not, dude, I want to play Hellblade. Who's the main character? A woman. Dude, yeah. I just played Control. That game is fucking great. What do you play as? You play as a woman. I don't give a shit, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's fun. Like, the story's good. Like, I don't see how that play, like, I don't care. What was right. The man? Again, men of Medan. You play as men and you play as women. Like I don't care. It doesn't bother me, like at all. And me and you, we've been talking about playing what River City Girls. Like, dude, yeah. It's not a lewd content game. It looks fun, like River City Ransom.
Yeah. Again, the whole point is just like treating them like people, and they'll come across a lot better than like you trying to point out like, hey, did you notice that it's a girl? Oh, by the way, did you notice they don't have a penis? They're able to do all this without a penis. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I guess...
It really gets annoying at that point.
The woman that came in was in... What's his name? Joel... What's his name? The creator of The Last of Us?
Oh, Neil Druckmann.
Neil Druckmann. Basically, she was in his... From what I understand, she was in his ear and is like, yeah, that's a cool concept, but what if it was a girl? He's like, okay. Mm. And then she was like, so what if this other character, how it's a guy? Yeah. All right, well, check this out. I got a good idea. What if instead it's a girl? Boom. $1 million idea. Like, you know, like, it's just like, well, it's as long as, like, it's going to add to the story and make the story richer, or, you know, it's just, or it's like, okay, yeah, that does make sense. Then, yeah, that's fine. But, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I can't even get into it, dude. I can't even really defend anything I'm saying right now because I can't give away the plot.
No, I get what you're saying though. Like it's pointless unless it has a meaningful like reason to be that way for something specific in the game. Like Last of Us 1, the whole scene this is gonna be spoiled for Last of Us 1 kind of, but the whole scene with Ellie and what was his name? David, right? Yeah, Ellie could have been a boy in that scene, and it would have been weird and creepy. But the fact that Ellie was a girl in that scene made it so much more uncomfortable and unsettling because, you know, we're used to, like, that being the norm and that being weird and, like, wrong and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, it's not a
big... So, like, her... It was more important. Her gender was more important in that scene, which made... kind of, like, helped the overall impact of that scene be more important. So it had a purpose. Her gender had a purpose in that game.
Yeah, dude, you definitely felt, like, the emotions, like, of that game. Like, it became, like... I mean, look, video games are just like movies. It's art. I mean, they're subjective, whether it's good, whether it's bad. But when you're playing that game, because you're playing as them in a game, you get drawn into them, and then you become emotionally invested into them more than, like, probably like a movie, because you're spending how many hours as this character seeing, like, her emotions. So, I mean, yeah, all that does build up, and then you actually care, like, oh, like, you care about what happens to her. You care what happens to Joel. Like, it's not like, oh, I don't care because she's a girl, like, bah. But no, like, it definitely, like, adds, like, emotion and drama to the scene.
All right, man. How far are you in Final Fantasy VII? I had a friend, he beat the game. He wants to do that spoiler cast.
When does he want to do it?
He wants to do it. I told him we got to wait for Adam to finish the game.
All right. Whenever.
What chapter are you in?
I'm almost done.
All right, dude. You let me know when we're done. We'll record it whenever. Maybe we'll do it as a special episode or something like that. But you let me know as soon as you're done, and we'll jump on it.
Yeah, all right. Dan, I got a question. If I buy Persona 5 Royal and I send it to you, will you play it?
I don't know. I have so many games I've been meaning to play. I don't know if I would be more inclined to put it in and play it for a while since you sent it to me. I don't know if I would necessarily get around to beating it. I guess it would depend on how much it really grabbed my attention. I was in that hardcore JRPG mindset at that time, but I would definitely play it for at least a good 10 hours to get a good feel of the game.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that I used to be all about JRPGs on turn-based. Man, lately, even though I have all this time, there's just so many other games I want to play and I can make time for. But if I play a JRPG, I have to dedicate, and I don't consider Final Fantasy to really be a true turn-based, because it's so fluid, it's so fast-paced, you're just going through. It doesn't feel like, okay, I've got to do this, I've got to go back to town, I've got to re-up, I've got to get items, I've got to make sure the team's good. It doesn't feel like that. That's what's made me not want to go back to Persona 5 right now. I don't think I have it right now. That's what I'm saying. I can't even play Fire Emblem right now. I don't have that drive right now.
And you are affected by the quarantine, right? You're going in a couple days a week instead of your regular schedule?
Yeah, I work Monday and I work Thursday.
So two days out of the week. And so normally this would be the perfect time for you to jump into a JRPG.
Yeah, I know. That's what I think all the time, man. But hey, we do have some good news if that does happen. Mother 3, potentially localization.
What?
Yep. Yeah, that was recent, dude. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, so Earthbound, but known in Japan as Mother, we got Mother 2, and then that was known as Earthbound. And then the third one came out over there in Japan, and then fans localized it. So I don't know if they're going to use the fan service localization. I don't know if they're going to take out some of the quote-unquote inappropriate stuff, which... In Final Fantasy, Cloud dresses up in drag in a lady boy bar. I mean, I don't see why they should censor Mother 3.
Dude, wasn't that scene tight?
I mean, I don't know.
I was so surprised by that scene. By how well it was shot, cinematically.
Yeah, I saw Donkey's review on it, and then it's look at the action, look at the cutscenes. Now the talking. And then he was just going in on the speaking. I mean, dude, look, I love the bad voiceovers because of Shenmue. So it doesn't bother me.
No, I didn't think it was bad. Is that bad?
I didn't think it was that bad. I could see why people would say it's bad, but I don't think it's bad.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty good.
Where are you going? Get back over here.
Yeah, I think him.
I was like, that's a real. That sounds like a guy trying to sound black, but it's actually a black guy.
Yeah, I think him and Wedge, who is a famous actor from Breaking Bad. I think those are like the two voices. I was kind of like, all right, I can hear less of these people.
Wait, who's Wedge?
He's a character called Badger.
Oh yeah, Badger. Badger has a very distinct voice. Yeah, I knew it was him when I played the demo. I was like, Badger.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he has a very distinct voice. I mean, I don't mind it. I feel like he fits the character, his voice.
Yeah, no, it's totally fair.
Everybody was pretty good on there.
Barrett's pretty good. I think when you first hear Barrett, it's really off-putting, but as you play through the game, you kind of get used to it. Like his gruffness kind of like calms down a little bit and becomes more... He talks more like a regular person, I think, as you get into the game.
Okay, well, wait, how about when you're on the rail... You're on the railway, you're on the bus, and it's like, he's talking, he's like, what? We're trying to help! And then they're like, we are upstanding citizens. Please, sir, we don't want any trouble from you. I'm like, what? Like, that was the bad voiceover that people were talking about.
The side characters, yeah, I've heard people say that. Yeah, yeah. They put their money into the main cast, for sure.
Yeah. The Barrett one is just funny for me.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about this week, man?
Oh, yeah. So, recently, this is a ranting.
All right. Let's rant.
Welcome to Adam's Ranting. You got a lot of fucking nerve, whoever you are, going into my Chase bank account, going on fansonly.com, buying a bunch of absurd trash content. I saw those charges. But guess what? They're pending. Now they're canceled. I hope you buy a dildo and fuck yourself. And that's all for Adam's ranting.
Dude, you have like the worst luck I've ever seen in a human being, man.
Yeah, I know. There are actually many other things that have occurred in my life recently that were trash. Just having a real bad day. Until your boy checked his FICO score and Experian. Guess what? No more student loans.
Nice.
No credit deal. About to buy a house pretty soon. 2021.
Oh, yeah? What area are you going to be in?
I can't talk about that on this podcast. That's for only exclusive people to know.
All right, fair enough. Well, that's exciting, man. That's exciting stuff.
And if you still want to play Monster Hunter on PlayStation 4, it's not too late. Me and Dan and I, and Gail still play. We're still a little rusty, so... We could help you out with those beginner quests because that would just be warm up for us.
Yeah, pretty soon. I actually, I guess the people on the podcast don't know, but I had some monitor problems with that monitor that I was talking about in the last episode. That was kind of just the HDMI cables. It was the HDMI port that got jacked up. It was frying HDMI cables. I was looking for a stupid monitor. Monitors are crazy expensive, dude. Like, you can get a monitor for $1,200. It's top of the line monitor, or whatever, but it's $1,200 for like a 27-inch monitor. It's ridiculous. So what? I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to spend like $300 on the monitor right now for like maybe 2K.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe 2K. Like you spend like $300-$400 on the monitor and still be in 1080p.
What the fuck? I mean, you got like a 4K PC.
Yeah, exactly. It would cost me like $1,000 to get a monitor to go with it.
Look, that's why. That's why the PS5, that's why I'm like, look, if I buy the PS5, I'm going to be playing on, well, I got this TV for free from somebody at the crime lab when I was still there, but I don't think it's got any sort of K. It's at a P, maybe 1080p, but still, it's not going to match. You know, the clarity is not going to match. This is the equivalent to buying like a diamond with a bunch of CZs in it. It's not, I mean, it's going to look nice, but it's not going to be the highest quality it could potentially be because it's a Fugazi.
So I'm just going to buy an HDMI cord that has a DVI plug on the other side because the monitor still works. It's just the HDMI port that doesn't work. So I'm just going to get a little adapter. Hopefully we'll be able to both play games at the same time again. I should be getting here in a couple of days.
All right. Well, let me know when.
For sure, for sure. Oh, also, Albi Dang, our homeboy Albi Dang from the Twitterverse.
Albi Dang!
Yeah, he hit up Edmund McMillan. Because Edmund McMillan on his Twitter said, hey, you guys want me to be on podcasts? Hit me up with these podcasts, let me know. And so people are hitting up with a bunch of podcasts and stuff like that. And he's like, oh yeah, I've been on that one. Oh, I'd love to be on that one again if they'll have me again. And Albi Dang hits him up with the Encore Gamers podcast.
And he laughed.
He didn't respond.
A laugh would have been better.
A laugh would have been better. But, you know, fellow listeners, you know, if you want to take up Albi Dang's plight and hit up Edmund McMillan with the Encore Gamers podcast, I mean, we're both, he's local to us. I don't know if he still is, but he grew up in my neighborhood.
Are you talking about the Meat Boy guy?
The Super Meat Boy and the Binding of Isaac guy.
Damn, that's a... Rest in peace to Jeff Lara. If you could get in touch with him, if you could bother him, you could ask him what's going on, do that.
Because he won't talk to any of us.
He won't see.
We don't know why.
He refused to speak to us. Yeah, he spoke to me one time, and he just said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That was the last I heard of him. And I'm not going to say what the context was, and that was real fucked up, but that's what it was.
And did he hang up after that, or he was just silent?
He just texts me.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what I did to him. I don't know what Dan did. I don't know what you guys did. The fans did it. I did it. Dan did it. Albi Dang did it. Who knows? A coworker did it. I don't know. But there's only one man that can answer these questions, and that is Jeff Lara. I know you listen.
So anyway, yeah, you can hit up Jeff Lara. More importantly, if you want to hear Edmund McMillan, now might be the time to hit him up on his Twitter profile and see if enough people hit him up, and he'll be like, who are these Encore Gamers bastards, and why the hell do people want me to be on this nobody podcast?
And if you play Animal Crossing and you want Polo gear, Wu-Tang gear, Murakami, Louis Vuitton, Supreme gear, just hit me up, PINZU. __ on Instagram, and we'll exchange.
I hear people are actually selling those online.
Yeah, people do sell gear. People do sell, but then people would just screenshot your name, your user code, and then so I could just type it in and be like, tight, now I got it. But yeah, people do, and people do create, they do create like pretty cool shit, and it's like, I don't have the time to create the perfect Supreme logo or the perfect concrete or the perfect like street ground. Like you could do it all. Like I created like a murder scene recently.
Nice. You should do a little video on it.
And me disposing of the body.
Oh, dude, I just remember one more piece of information that's pretty interesting. I picked it up off the Mad Little Pixel YouTube channel. He was talking about it. Apparently, Nintendo had a huge leak. In the sense that, like, their GameCube, their Nintendo 64, I think he mostly focused on Nintendo 64, so I think that was the big one. But, like, basically the entire, like, source code for the console got, like, dropped online.
What?
Yeah, so basically, you people that know how to do it, they could basically take that source code and make a FPGA emulator for it.
Holy shit.
And it would be, like exactly to, like, the specs that Nintendo... made their console, basically, because, you know, it's literal source code from Nintendo. Obviously, you know, it'd be super illegal to do that in multiple ways, but it's all on the internet now.
Yeah, and you know Nintendo goes after people just like that couple, that married couple that had the ROM site, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, I'm looking at my Switch, my Wii U, and I just remembered, all right, folks, Wii U's finna die. Whatever you want to get from the Wii U store, I think 3DS also. Any content you want to get, you better get that shit ASAP, because that shit is about to go down this month.
You know it's gonna happen as soon as it goes down, right? I'm gonna hack the shit out of my consoles.
Okay, so what sucks is, all right, so I was trying to figure out, I was like, look, I'm gonna fire that bitch up. If I could get Shin Megami Tensei 4, Apocalypse, if I could get that game running on the Wii U, that's all I would be playing right now. Like, that's it. But unfortunately, if you buy it on the Wii U, that is only able to be accessed on the 3DS because it's 3DS content. Which, that's stupid, because if you have the Wii U and, like, a Switch, I mean, I'm sorry, and, like, the 3DS and the Wii U, dual screens.
Right.
Like, I don't understand why that's not a possibility. Like,
I don't know.
That's so stupid.
I mean, I would say this, man. I'd go out, you know, if you want to buy the game, you want to say, like, hey, I own this game. You know, like, I physically have a digital copy or a physical copy of this game. You know, I just don't have the 3DS. And you can run it on your computer.
Really? Oh, and then I could get the other cord to run to my TV, huh?
Yeah, I guess you run. Yeah, you can run your computer to your TV. I mean, it's an emulator. Yeah, but they got a pretty good working 3DS emulator on the computer these days.
Hmm. Yeah, because I mean, really, nobody took advantage. Nobody even liked playing in like 3D. It was like more of a novelty.
Yeah,
it's like you kind of do it like, oh, let me see how this looks in 3D. Okay, cool. All right, now back to regular 2D.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, nobody ever played it full 3D. What are you, a fucking psychopath? Nobody's doing that. But, dude, when my car got jacked... Oh, wait, whoa. Breaking news. I got my car back. I paid zero... I paid... The payment was $12,000. And guess how much I paid? Zero. Shit's fixed now.
I'm so confused. What's going on? Which car is this?
The car that caught on fire.
Okay, the car that randomly caught on fire in your parking lot.
$12,000.
Insurance covered that?
I paid zero. They're going after Subaru. That's right.
Nice.
Yes. So, so I got my car back. But anyway, but when my car had got stolen, my 3DS was in there and SMT4 Apocalypse was in there. So I don't own that shit physically anymore. That sucks.
That does suck.
So I can't even play it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I can help you out with that afterwards. I don't necessarily condone people pirating games just for the heck of pirating games.
But I owned it, but I paid for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm stealing, because I had owned it. It's like I bought it, so they got the money for it.
Yeah, again, I mostly like to do it for, like, either games that I can't buy anymore, because, like, it's physically not being sold by the studios anymore. You know, like, yeah, I could spend, like, a couple $100 and get, like, a copy from some guy on eBay, but I'm like, the money's not going to the company anymore, so I don't count that.
Okay, yeah, so I was listening to, watching the Happy Console Gamer, and he was talking about, all right, this podcast is going to go past an hour. I don't give a fuck. But anyway, Happy Console Gamer, he was talking about how when a lot of guys like him that were into retro gaming started posting videos on there, you could buy the games that they were talking about for, you know, dirt cheap, but then YouTube came along. And then that's where the demand started coming for those older games like you're talking about. And even he was saying, like, look, you're not, like, you should play these games. Like, there's no way you should pay, like, $300 to play Snatcher and then have to go buy, like, a Japanese Sega Saturn and mod it. And he's like, if you want to play the game, you should go play it. Because it's not like they are going to gain the profits like you just said. Like, there's no way. Kojima's not going to profit. There's no way.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kojima, I heard that there will be, this is allegedly, a Death Stranding 2.
Really? So that's the game. I need to get back and finish that game.
How far did you get? How many hours did you put in?
I did the first boss.
What does that mean? What is a boss? Explain it to us. The game's been out long enough. If somebody was going to pick it up, they would have picked it up already because Redbox was selling that game for like $25. So if somebody really wanted to play it, yeah, because they stopped selling or renting games. So if someone really wanted to play it, I mean, they would have played it. So what's the first boss? What do you do? What's the combat?
The combat that had like grenades in the gun, dude. Yeah, the combat's like actual, like, technically it's combat. At some point you do get like actual like weapons. I think this first boss, all I had were grenades. They're like blood grenades because the bosses, you're actually fighting, like, weird, like sludge, oil, monster things that are made from, like, the beach or whatever, which is, like, where the enemies come from, like, the spiritual, like, ghost-floating people enemies you see in trailers.
Yeah.
And so, like, sometimes I guess you can fight like a big like animal versions of these like creatures. And the first boss is one of those, like an octopus thing. And so, like, then you're jumping across buildings, like, you know, throwing these blood grenades at it because your blood can damage these creatures because you're like a special. There's different layers of like people that have special connections to the other side that these things come from. And like your connection, like it's the main reason why you cannot die, why you are reborn whenever you die, whatever, you don't have game overs, and also like it allows your blood to like damage them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many hours did you spend on it? How many hours?
Not too many. I mean, part of it was just kind of like me, like part of it was me, like, oh, let me do this, let me go deliver this, let me go deliver that, and then eventually getting to a point where like, nah. Screw it! I'm just going through the story. I'm just gonna punch through the story, and then if I want to get the platinum, I'll come back and do the stuff later. Because apparently, like the platinum, you can play it on easy mode, which I might do. I might just play it on easy mode, get through the story, because that's the most interesting part about it for me, is the story. I think right now, from the start, I'm interested in the story. I heard some people say like, "Oh, we'll see what you think about it later on when you get further into the game," but we'll see. I tend to like Kojima's like way of putting things out there. The gameplay is interesting, but it's just kind of frustrating at the same time. It is kind of frustrating. Enemies, at the start of the game, you really don't have much of a recourse. Like, with the human enemies, like, when they spot you, you're like, oh, shit, son of a bitch. And you're usually, like, covered up, and like, you can barely run. You fall over so easy in that game.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah. So, like, it can be a little annoying. I like the ideas of it. I think it's just maybe a little bit too realistic, which is weird to say because it's not really realistic, but like
if it were,
and I know it gets better, I know you can get like robot legs, not robot legs, but exoskeleton legs that help you carry more stuff and stuff like that, but yeah. Like it seems like it's one of those games that's rougher in the beginning than it is later on.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, JRPGs, I don't have the time, so like that game, I mean I know you got to get into like halfway into the game and then it really starts to pick up. So, like, in the beginning, you're doing, like, a lot of fetch quests. You're seeing, like, how harsh the environment is. And then yep. A lot of tools, like, open up, like, halfway in. And then it's like, oh, now I can access this bridge that some guy in, like, Indiana built.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have now I don't have to travel 10 miles to go all the way around a canyon. Now I can just go right over.
Yeah. I mean, you get a little bit of that in the beginning of the game, but, like, certain structures are story locked. So yeah, like you know, like if it's like a road, it's one that people would talk about. Like, oh yeah, you know, somebody built a road, so I can just drive the road and like not have to deal with anything. I don't have that yet because I'm not at that part of the story. I can get small bridges across like rivers and stuff like that, ropes and ladders. I can do. I can find those in the world, which is really cool and helpful and stuff like that. But like some of the bigger structures, people are always like, oh yeah, the game's like, you know, somebody built this and it was like, oh, it was great, it was like the perfect place and it really helped me out and stuff like that. Like, I'm not at that point where I'm getting those useful items that really are helping me out like a lot.
Yeah, like that's what I was wondering. I was like, okay, so you can only access these points once you're so far into the game, and then what? And then it just like classes you in with like a random person or random people, and it's like, okay, this is here and this is here. Because it won't be there again, like, once you log in, right?
It might be. I think I've seen a couple of the ones that I've seen in the past pop up in multiple playthroughs and stuff like that. I mean, items will degrade over time if they're just left out in the wild, so some of it probably will disappear if people aren't maintaining it. But yeah, I don't know exactly, like, how many people it pulls you from. Might be. I think it might be regional-based.
Hmm. Oh, so wait, so it's not like Monster Hunter where we can play with people in Japan and, like, all over?
I mean, you're not playing with people at any point, really. You're just kind of seeing, like, what they've built.
Well, I mean, you're not playing with them, but you're using their stuff, but it's linking, like, their stuff to your world, right? Like, I mean, this is kind of difficult to explain.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know the breach of it, because I don't think it's everybody, because then I'm sure there would probably be, like, 1,000 bridges all over the place, and I'm not getting 1,000 bridges all over the place, you know? At least not where I'm at in the game. So I don't think it's something like that.
Mm. So did you hear how many copies of Animal Crossing that have been sold in the UK and Japan?
3 million?
Yeah, it's like something crazy. But that still doesn't include any digital sales. You got to think, a lot of people don't want to go outside. That's why they got a Switch. They want to limit the time that they have to go to the stores. Or I go to Target like all the time. Every time I go, I look for Animal Crossing just to see if it's there. It's never there. You can't find anything Animal Crossing related in a store right now.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the real question is, Dan, when are you going to play it?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared, man. When are you going to play Rune Factory 4, man? I think you'll play a game like Rune Factory and be like, why the hell have I been wasting my time with this Animal Crossing?
Because Rune Factory is for squares.
Rune Factory has dungeons. It has combat. It has farming. It has fishing. You can get a waifu.
Everything
you need.
First of all, I'm building a dungeon. I'm building jails in Animal Crossing. All right? I'm building torture cells. Can you do that?
No, you can't.
I don't think so.
I can enslave creatures to do my bidding on my farm.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool, but I can't do that. Okay, let's see. All right. So I did purchase Streets of Rage 4.
That's official. You put the money down.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hopefully limited run games gets that out quicker than later.
Yeah, I mean, how long do you think this will take?
It could be like months.
What? I better get it day one. I'm not trying to deal with
it. It's already bullshit. Out. The game's out, man.
Wait, so can I own it right now digitally? Can I play it?
Yeah, you can own it right now digitally.
And play it?
Yeah.
What the
That's. I've been playing on Game Pass. I did the first two levels. You know what? Actually, you know what you should do right now? You should go on the Xbox Game Pass site. I think it's like $1 to get like 1 month on Xbox Game Pass. And just download it to your computer and we'll play it together right now.
No, fool. Because I'm not going to play that shit on my computer. I want to play that shit on my big-ass TV I got.
You don't have an HDMI out? On your system?
Alright, let me say this one time only. I don't play video games on my PC. Alright?
You can plug your PS4 controller and just use your controller.
Let me tell you what I do on my play. Let me tell you. I make beats, I do this podcast, and I don't watch porno on it. Alright? So I don't want any viruses coming from any of that miscreant. Listen. I don't play around with any of those websites, alright? There's nothing but wizardry and evil satanic skanks on the internets, alright? And downloading video games off Xbox, that's sacrilegious to me.
Dude, it's $1. You could play Streets of Rage 4 right now.
Yeah, how long do I sign up for?
Huh?
Exactly, it's cheap. I want to play it on a PlayStation. I don't do that.
You can pretend you're playing on a PlayStation with your PlayStation controller in your hand.
No, my shit runs like really slow, like because I have a lot of sounds uploaded on my computer. I actually don't use. I only use this computer for Gmail, recording this podcast, using Audacity, and yeah, just making beats. That's it. I don't want to have anything else on it.
That's fair.
I can't believe it's already released.
Yeah.
I could already be playing it right now on PlayStation?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. Why are they doing this to us? Why wouldn't they why wouldn't they just release the physical first why wouldn't they release it at the same time?
It's because this is limited run games, right? This is you're paying for the privilege of actually owning the physical copy for a game that would never come out physically.
So I'll never see this in like a GameStop, huh?
No, you'll never see a physical copy of it in the GameStop because they're not the distributor, the company. They were just going to put it out digitally and limited run games. Like, hey, you know, we want to put it out physically. Like, can we get the rights to put your game out physically and have the rights for that? And we'll put out your game on the physical cartridge. And they're like, yeah, sure, that's cool, whatever. But we had no plans for that, so why not?
All right. So wait, we should have actually gotten to this earlier. So you play two levels, right?
Yeah.
All right. How was the music you played? Was it the OG, or do you have to unlock the OG music?
I honestly can't even remember the music right now. I was just so focused on like the I was so focused on like the feel of it and like the look of it. You have to unlock the OG characters. I can tell you that much.
No, I know that. That's where the real fun comes in.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, cause that's like really like, that's the motivation for me to play the game multiple times. Cause I already know what characters I want. And then I also heard there are returning bosses and new bosses. And the theme music is there for the OG bosses.
Okay. Yeah, but like my mind was just so focused on like the inputs and how the game felt that I wasn't even like thinking about the music or anything like that. I was just like super focused on like the gameplay.
Yeah, like I heard that enemies can mirror, so they'll block your combo, but you could also do the same to them.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who did you play as?
I did. You can change characters between levels. So I did the first level as Axel, and I did the second level as Blaze.
Oh, okay. So wait, you didn't play it as his daughter?
Not his daughter, Hunter's daughter. It's Sherry Hunter.
Okay. Oh, that's right, that's right.
No, I haven't played the two new characters yet.
So wait, you reached a boss or no?
Yeah, I did two bosses.
Okay, go on.
And I was watching Splattercat, and he said there was like a thing in the he was talking about the second game, and he's saying that you can like unlock the bosses and stuff like that. You cannot do that in this game. They have certain like attacks that they will perform even if you're attacking them. So there's a little bit more strategy in the game. You can't just like just press the punch button every couple of seconds and just keep them stunlocked. So I will say that is different. It was a little bit more dynamic in that sense.
Yeah, like I heard that. All right, so I knew that the bosses were. They were a lot different because, I mean, back in the day, AI wasn't as smart. Now, these AI characters are, a little smarter. But I heard that, one of the funny parts is, remember in Streets of Rage, there's the bad guys with the mohawks, and then they would have, the yellow trench coats, but then you'd play them. You'd play them in like a later level and they'd have like orange trench coats or like green or blue. So like all they did was just render a new new color, and it's like they do something else. Is it?
Yeah, that's still there.
Do you still get the guys with they're like hunched over and they have a knife and they just move like really fast from the right side to the left side?
Oh, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, I heard this. Just... Oh, wait, what?
They're still there, and they're so ridiculous, because, they just, stand there, and they're just, like, looking back and forth, and then they charge at you.
Dude, those characters...
their sprite doesn't change at all the entire time they're holding the knife.
Dude, those characters, dude, oh my God, dude, they would fucking, kill me as a kid. I'm like, dude, who the fuck stabs someone like this? Like, I'm gonna fucking... let me get into stabbing mode. All right, now I'm gonna fucking stab you, and just, take the weird toothpaste towards you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they also got these guys that keep their hands in their pockets and they have no shirt on. They're just like... They've got this beanie, long hair, and their hands in their pocket. I've never seen them attack.
What? Yeah, dude.
Some of them have been on the screen for a while. I've never seen them throw attacks. I don't even know what their attacks look like.
Yeah, I heard there's these perfect combos that you gotta try to get to the end of the stage with, because the higher the combo, the more points you can execute, depending on what you're trying to do. Then there's this hardcore mode where it's called one coin, and you got to basically just get through the game on one life and one life only.
That's insane.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to attempt that one. I also did hear that there are way more weapons. So there's more than pipes, glass bottles, bats, crowbars. There's way more weapons.
Yeah, there's batons. There's a stun gun. Not a stun gun, a stun the handheld ones.
Okay.
I've seen that. I've not seen the broken bottle yet. I've seen the knife and the bottle and the pipe.
Yeah, those are classic. But I don't... That see, look at Last of Us, I ruined for myself on purpose. This game, Streets of Rage, I don't want to know any more about the unlockable characters. I've already seen one that I'm not even interested in. But I just don't want to know.
Oh man, it'll be great when that finally gets here in the mail.
Yeah, I mean, if it closes on, what did I say, May the 10th?
Yeah.
I really... So
they haven't even produced it yet.
I mean, they're probably producing an amount of copies. I don't know how it works, to be honest with you. I'm actually just talking out of my ass.
No, so they do all the pre-orders first, and then they produce like based off those pre-orders.
Mm.
And plus a couple extra in case there's like damage in the mail or something like that, you know. So like they haven't even started producing the cartridges yet, or the discs.
Damn.
Yeah, so you're looking like June, July, maybe.
That sucks.
But you're going to get that Genesis clamshell and that sweet, sweet looking steelbook case.
Look, I'm only getting the Genesis not because I'm a crazy collector, but because, like, I grew up in that, dude. Like, I grew up in, like, the arcade era, and there was only, like, beat-em-up games. There was platforming, but platforming was more reserved towards, like, Nintendo. Like, Sega still had platforming, but that wasn't their main thing. Their main thing was just, like, beat-em-ups.
Beat-em-ups and sports games.
Pretty much, yeah. That's where they dominated. And then Nintendo dominated in platforming. So, I mean, dude, like, it's kind of crazy now. I never thought Nintendo would bounce back, like, from the Wii U.
Yeah, it was rough.
And now it's the most, their highest, most popular console selling. I think it might be, like, the most popular console right now, like, on the market currently.
Yeah, I mean, they came out swinging with the Mario and the Zeldas and the Splatoon 2s and all that stuff.
Are you going to play the Breath of the Wild?
I probably won't.
I don't think I will, dude. Like, I don't have the time. One of my friends got it, the one who just got back into gaming. And I was like, dude, you got Breath of the Wild? Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't even know how you're going to have the time for that. It's an open world RPG. And from what I understand, it's fucking big. And there's a shitload of things to do.
And your weapons keep breaking.
Oh, that's right! I forgot about that's what turned me off to it. Yeah, that's what turned me off to it. That's right.
And I don't know. I'm not a big fan of open world games. I like games with a little bit of direction. Like Horizon Zero Dawn is probably like the biggest open world game that I've enjoyed. Yeah. But even that was a little bit more focused in.
Yeah, like I don't think I could ever get back into like Grand Theft Auto even. Because I feel like I have like ADHD when it comes to it. Like I'll be like, oh, this is a mission, alright, I'm gonna stick to it. And then like I just do like stupid shit that I'm just like, I give up. I don't want to try anymore. I'm turning it off.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, I don't know. Like open world, like games, it was cool while it lasted, but now I feel like it's kind of been played out. Although an open world game I kind of do want to go out and play again is Xenoblade Chronicles X. I talk about it a lot, but I have not done it because it hasn't come to Switch. But I think it'll come to Switch. Do you think it'll come to Switch if Xenoblade Definitive Edition does well?
I think it would. I think if it does well, I think it would. So you should probably go buy that game.
No.
To help support it.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, dude, even if I don't play this game, I should probably buy it, like, day one. Like, just so they'll come out with Xenoblade Chronicles X. Because I know another friend, and he's like, dude, that's my biggest regret. Never getting a scale. Which is a giant mech that gets you further, and you can explore the land even more.
Right.
It kind of reminded me of Monster Hunter, almost, in a way.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because you're going out. Like, there's a story. But it's not that in-depth. And it's like, this is the story why you're here. Do these things. And it's like, okay. And it's like, yeah, if you do enough things, then you get this cool mech. And then you can go even higher and you kill even bigger stuff. It's like, okay, I want to do that.
Nice. It's such a weird, like, hearing it described like that. It sounds so weird.
What?
It's like, oh, what's this game about? This game's about, like, you just get some missions, you just go do stuff, and then eventually you get a mech, and it's like, you can get more stuff, because you have a mech now.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, but, like, okay, so did you ever play Armored Core?
Yeah, I had a friend that was really into it, so I played it with him a couple times.
Okay, so it's called the Scale, but they're mechs. So my Scale can look like it has, like, tank tracks for legs, and it could also fly, but it couldn't do as much as like another mech that had like legs, or it could have better legs and it could do other things. You can have cannons, you can have guns, you can have like shotgun cannons, like all kinds of other variations. It's like that.
Okay, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you also have to map areas by putting down like 4G poles or 5G.
It's so weird that they made it so different. Yeah. From the first Xenoblade game. Like, I don't understand.
They put it under that umbrella.
Yeah. But I don't think they did a good job of communicating that, because I was like, oh, it's another RPG. Like, because I think, does the original Xenoblade have mechs? Because I always thought it did because of the X one.
I never played any of the OG ones on PlayStation. Yeah. I don't think it doesn't connect. I know that for sure. It does not connect to any other Xenoblade game. But for sure, like, I think it'll come out if this game does well, which it really, like, from what I've seen of, like, fans and just gamers in general, dude, they're praising this game like crazy for how much that they've done and how much they've scaled the game. Also, right. No More Heroes 3, that's gonna be a day one for me.
Did you do the mini game one? Or was it the?
Oh, so that one. Okay, so Travis Strikes Again. I believe that's available on PlayStation 4 as well. That was okay. So that's actually pretty funny. I don't think we were doing the show when that came out. All right, so here, let me explain to you. So he needed funding for the game, so he released a game and then just put Travis Touchdown as a skinned character. What's funny is when they were making the game, they ran out of money. And so when you're playing the game, it's like, oh yeah, so like it looks like this because I guess the game developers ran out of money. And so that's their excuse. And so the rest of the game just straight looks like shit. Like, it just, it's unrendered, like, background, floor, wall, like, everything. And that was, like, their excuse to get away with it, because they stretched it to, like, make it a little longer.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty funny. But
it was pretty ballsy.
He was depending on that game to sell, so he could make No More Heroes 3. But if you watch the trailer, I'm like, oh, I guess he got the funding he needed, because this shit looks really good.
Well, for the first half of the game, at least.
At least, yeah. The trailer, he made it look good, which sold a lot of people. So, I mean, I think even from what I've seen of the game, it's a lot of rinse and repeat, but I should probably still buy it just to support it. Like, I don't even want the game. I don't care if I play the game.
Yeah.
But I'll do it to support the next one.
Fair enough.
I have a question for you, Dan.
All right.
Are you and Gail going to play the Fallout 76 update?
We've talked about it, but we haven't done it yet.
What's to talk about?
So,
you're big fans.
There's just so much else to play right now.
Yeah, there is actually a lot of good games to play. But I mean, you guys did pretty well in the game. What's stopping you?
There's just so much to play. Well, one, we're down to one monitor right now. So first that has to get fixed. And then we both have to want to play at the same time. So that'll have to get fixed. She has this fancy new computer. She's kind of playing games on that. I'm kind of playing games on that right now because I'm like, oh, let's see how good I can make things look and stuff like that.
So you are going to go and play it, though?
I think it will. We might spend like a day checking it out. I don't know if we'll get like invested in it like we did when the game first came out.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing I learned, I'm not very good at the Fallout games. I run out of ammunition all the time. I'm getting stung. I'm getting AIDS. I'm getting COVID-19 in the game. It's not good. Mutant freaks attacking me from I don't know where. I'm dying of dysentery. I'm starving. I can't survive. I never even got a cool robot suit.
Oh yeah, we were like, we found you when the game like glitched out as soon as you like got into it, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. That was happening.
Yeah. I will say though, I spent this weekend, I took the PlayStations apart, I cleaned them out, dusted them up real good. Dude, my PlayStation was like a fucking like a sandcastle, like it was a sandbox with how much dust was in there, dude. It was pretty gross.
Yeah, sometimes cleaned it out. Yeah, that happens to me. I get a large fan sound.
Oh, it's because you have so much dust up in your PlayStation. You gotta take that thing apart.
Shit.
Clean it out.
Yeah, I definitely have to.
Do you have a Pro or do you have a original?
Not the first, but whatever the second model was, but not a pro. Definitely not a pro. So
you got the slim?
I don't know if it's a slim. No, it's definitely not the slim. Never mind.
Okay, because the pro and the slim are like super easy. You can pop the top layer off, and the fan's like right there. You just clean it out. The other ones you have to like actually like open it up from the front, take out the hard drive, switch it out to the back, and pop that open.
Pros, you think that there's going to be a Switch Pro? People are saying it.
2021?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Nintendo cares.
I don't think they do, but I think if they want to continue to sell Switches, which they are selling out of, every time I go to Target, there's like one Switch Lite. That's it. Just like one. It's either the aqua or the yellow. That's it. I think they like their sales. Like I think they just like having their stock depleted inside of like Target, Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop. Like, I don't think they want to announce it if there is.
Yeah, I mean, there's no point for them to. If people are buying the consoles, if they're not stagnating in the sales department, people are still buying it. Like, what's their reason for coming out with a new console?
Yeah.
They're still making money.
Yeah, exactly. And I also did hear that there's going to be a restock of Animal Crossing Switches that bundle with the game. But I don't know. I don't know how solid that is.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, man. I think that's going to be it for this week.
Yeah.
This is an extra long episode for everybody that's missed us this last year or so.
Yeah, we were supposed to stop like 37 minutes ago.
Yeah. But I'll keep everybody posted on my computer if I have any more problems. If anybody's got like a nice monitor that they're looking to sell on the cheap because they're just going to throw it away anyway, let me know, because I ain't spending no $400. Dude, I shouldn't say anything. Dude. I was looking at some portable monitor for like $350. I was like, oh, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh.
I was like, oh, it's a portable monitor. Yeah, so I can take it on the go and like plug mini consoles into it. And like,
you'll never do it.
Like emulation and stuff like that. I'll never do it. Like, I hacked my PS Classic. I can put whatever PlayStation 1 games on there that I want. You know, runs beautiful and stuff like that. It's actually a pretty beefy little graphics thing that they have in there and stuff like that. So I can run like pretty much any PlayStation 1 game fine, no problem.
Yeah, I still haven't hacked mine. I should, actually, but I haven't.
They've actually made it pretty easy now.
Oh, I've seen.
Autobleem 0.9, yeah.
Yeah, I should definitely do that.
But yeah, I'm probably not going to do it. It's a waste of money. I like the idea of it, but I don't think I'll end up actually using it.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't.
Monitors need to stop being so expensive. That's all I'm going to say.
Check Craigslist. Check your Facebook bargain markets. Check OfferUp.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't like doing secondhand shopping. I've had bad experiences with that, but I could try it again.
You might get lucky and find a tweaker.
That's true.
Hey, you never know. My ex-wife was telling me her brother was in the parking lot of a Food for Less, and some fool was like, hey, you like technologies? And he was like, what? You like technologies? Yeah, sure. And he's like, I got this. And it was a Switch. Not a Switch Lite, a Switch. And then he's like, how much? And he's like, $150. And he's like, it's not even turning on. How the fuck do I even know if it works? And he's like, $60. All right, fine. That fool got it, and he got it home. He charged it. Yeah, it was legit, because his brother had a Switch. And so he charged it, and he's like, oh, shit. And it was legit. So, hey, maybe one man's loss is another man's treasure, Dan. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
That's fine. I'm sure that's probably what happened to your 3DS, dude.
Oh, no, that's definitely what happened. But I did call, like, hella GameStops, pawn shops, couldn't find it. So, I don't know, maybe that guy developed a love for SMT.
Yeah, he's like, I was going to sell this for, you know, a quick shot of some cocaine.
But then I got hooked on this demonic game where you're
gathering. I was playing this game, and they had a monster that looked like a penis in a wheelchair. I couldn't let that go.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, Dan. That's what I'm talking about. That's what video games needs. See, this COVID-19 has fucked us, and I can't get SMT5, and It's not the reason why I bought a Switch, but it would be the reason why I would buy a Switch, and it's why you should buy a Switch. And Twinkie, if you're listening, you better go buy Animal Crossing this week. I know you get tips. Damn it, Zach!
We're gonna end it there, guys. Have a good week.
All right, have a good week. Shout out to Albie Dang and Twinkie, the loyal listeners. And if any of you other Jamokes are just equally as loyal, where's the guy with the fan art? You got to start back up again. I want to see something.
Yeah. All right, I'll let him know. I'll let him know you're looking.
My OnlyFans was hacked.